This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from Sky News. Headline reads, kayaker survives being swallowed by humpback whale in Chile.
What?
The 24-year-old, understandably shaken up by his near-death experience, which was all caught on camera. The video of this is insane. So this 24-year-old man and his father were kayaking off the coast of Patagonia in Chile.
Ooh.
When a humpback whale came up, swallowed the 24-year-old along with his raft, along with his kayak, goes under the water, and then short time later, the kayak and the 24-year-old go, and they pop up. He said he thought he was going to die.
Well, I mean, of course you think you're going to die.
I can certainly understand that. His father nearby in another kayak caught it all on camera. I thought I was dead, said 24-year-old Mr. Simakis. I thought it had eaten me, that it had swallowed me. Luckily, the whale released him after just, it was less than 5 seconds.
Well, for what you and Calvin were saying is that whales can't even ingest, I mean, the size of a raft and a person anyways. So I'm going to say this right now. Most likely, if you get ingested by a whale, if you get swallowed, you will get swallowed. They just, you know.
Kind of mouth you.
Yeah.
Well.
Kind of.
But it is.
Just wait. Give yourselves 1 to 3 seconds and you should be fine. You should be fine.
I don't know that that's exactly what would be going through my head if I got swallowed by a whale.
Take that off the list of your list of total and absolute nightmares, because you most likely will survive being mouthed by a whale.
The whale released him after just a few seconds. The camera that his father was running can catch his dad saying, "Stay calm, stay calm." Oh, sure.
Yeah, but
easy for you to say. The 24-year-old said he was still worried he could die when I came up and started floating. I was scared something might happen to my father, that we wouldn't reach shore in time or I would get hypothermia. Fortunately, they both managed to get to shore. This happened just last Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go kayaking in Patagonia, I don't know, what do you take along to prevent that from happening?
Nothing, because they'll mouth you and then they'll spit you out. Patooey. Go in Lake Michigan. Just go in Lake Michigan. You got to
fight.
Fewer
whales.
Fewer whales got a chance against the crappies.
That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.